It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
My definition of a boombastic jazz style.
Delirious. Absolutely deliriously happy.
And I says, oh my God, look out the window.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are with enthusiastic and wonderfully charming porn star Carmen Hart.
Yes.
If you would like to see Carmen perform tonight and also tomorrow night, go to Fantasy's Nightclub, full nude and full bar.
And
you get a lap dance. Mm-hmm. Carmen will be there tonight. Do you do the lap dance thing?
You know what? I usually do, but it's
how much does it cost? You can tell us.
$100 for a song.
What?
Well, then.
I'm kidding.
Are we allowed to choose the song?
She's a star.
Mm-hmm. No, because it plays on the thing. But and I don't at the end of the song, I don't go, okay, buddy, your money's spent here. No, I make it a little longer. But actually, this is the first time that I've actually worked the floor. I'm not working the floor, but I'm mm-hmm. I normally come out, sign autographs, and then I'm in my VIP
wonderful.
Area.
You ask her one question. This is, I swear to God.
Guess.
Carmen, you know what we do in this business? We fill time. That's what it's about. You're delightful. You ask you one question and says, and then my mom said that I'm going to, and then I did this one thing, and then I also did that, and I'm a porn star as well. Thank God. If a guy wants to come out there, be with me, $100 for a lap dance, I'll be there. Then there's this one time I was on the student council, and then I said to Brian Posehn, I've seen that movie too, and then I saw Sarah Silverman when she was over there too, and I remember. What?
You didn't even say what you said you were going to say.
What was I going to say?
Shut the front door.
Shut the front door. You go home. I'm going to fall out.
Let's just credit that is Carmen Hart.
Yes.
Right, oh, it's excellent.
And it will be forever remembered.
Remembered.
Mm-hmm. Remembered.
Go to CarmenHart.com. Is that where people
Carmen
can go if they'd like to find out
they
everything you're doing?
Fun.
And now, without further ado, it's BYOB Friday.
It
our
is.
One half of the duo is here as our special guest.
Yes.
Let's welcome Oscar Santana from Big O and Dukes. Hello,
yeah.
Oscar.
Welcome, Oscar.
Thank you so much.
How are you, sir?
Very happy. Happy it's Friday.
Yes.
Happy
to
be here.
This is our booze music that we're playing right now.
I will say that the BYOB Fridays is really
transition. You got to put the windscreen on, dude.
I can barely hear myself.
Hey, you got to give him just a little bit more level.
Okay.
A low,
and
right?
Here's your partner in crime, Chad Dukes, is here. Chad, were you taking a nap?
No, I'm having a little discomfort.
Oh,
in
no.
What area?
The area which we do not speak.
Really?
Sorry to hear that.
Not my balls.
I bet it has to do with prawn-flavored potato chips.
You were there, Rob.
I was there.
Yeah.
Did you seriously start feeling ill after you had the snacks of the round table?
We had our buddy from the Pie Tasters bring us in some snacks from UK. The UK.
Uh-huh.
And I had more than most people, so I've been fighting the good fight ever since.
Yeah. See, you got to chew and spit. I told you.
In all things, Rob.
Is this just, is this seriously Chad Dukes, or is this the other end?
Yeah, no, that's the end.
So it's fire down
sexy
below.
Sexy talk, ladies, right?
Oh,
we're talking about the fire down below, right?
You should have knew more about her, buddy.
Yeah, if I, well.
What did she just say?
She said, I hear everything. Swear to God, I speak Carmen.
Okay.
She said, you should have knew more about her, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
If I have to make a quick exodus from time to time,
understood.
That's the only reason why.
That's fine.
It has really transitioned, despite BYOB Friday, into something that's out of control every time we listen to
Bigger Than Life,
the Junkies, or when the Buzz Babes are here. Because when we started,
right,
it was just ramping up.
Uh-huh. I know.
If
I
you
know.
Remember that.
I know. The thing is, you guys were here at the very beginning.
Yes.
I was saying that the way the whole thing started with BYOB Friday is the Junkies, our morning show here in Washington, D.C., had gone down to do a wonderful promotion down in Atlantic City, and
that's
I
right.
was jealous.
We were jealous.
So I walked into a Big O and Duke show, and I said, hey, listen, you know, this isn't fair. They're having all the fun. I'm having a cocktail party on my show. You guys are invited.
Yeah. Everybody had left the station. Management was down there. Talent was down there. The place was a graveyard.
It was revenge.
And that was when we did they had done 5 hours on the air.
Yeah.
They came in and did 4 hours on the air with me.
Uh-huh.
And then I did another 3 hours with them. It was like 10:40 when we finally got off the air. We could hardly talk.
Yes.
We could hardly speak. And then every time that we've gotten together since then, uh-huh, it hasn't been nearly as good.
Jeez.
It's quite a podcast, though. For the memories.
But still, it is, you guys are, like, when you're coming on BYOB Friday, I feel like everything is right with the world. That's mm-hmm. the way it should be, because it's just relaxed, and that's the way it is.
Homely.
Even when, but this is the second BYOB Friday where Chad's had some issues.
What was the first one?
I don't know. You were just sulking, I think,
well,
that day. That was one of your really low days.
Oh, I remember you were mad at the entire race of women.
Yeah.
You were having a misogyny day.
Well, I'm manic depressive?
Yes, I know.
Bipolar?
I know.
Yeah. So that, whatever. Yeah, that's right. And that, and there was a lot of broad issues. That, no offense, ladies, but that's what was going on
none
with me.
Taken.
Yeah, so yeah, why would you take
offense
to that?
Well, this isn't totally your fault. I mean, it was driven. It's been driven into you.
I blame Rob.
Yes.
I always take that blame. I always do. Well, because we're not spinning enough plates right now, we are going to bring the Buzz Babes in.
Oh,
because,
you know,
normally we bring them in an hour and 10 minutes ago, and they've been waiting patiently in the green room.
Yes.
Carmen, would you like to meet the spokesmodels for the Mike O'Mara Show, solicited and developed talent-wise by Mr. Buzz Burbank?
Do you make them get naked? Darn it.
Party girl.
I don't have to make them do that.
Here come the Buzz Babes.
Look at that.
This is Anne-Marie and Nick,
oh,
Nick
wow.
and McKetsy
right.
and Jesse.
Right.
And Megan.
Right.
And the Hail Hill, the gang.
Welcome, ladies.
Hello. Got a full house.
Welcome back.
All right, make yourselves comfortable.
How many total Buzz Babes are there? Is there 13?
14
I think
now.
14. There are a total
wow.
of 14 yes. Buzz Babes, and they're all here right now.
That's an extended calendar
this
if I
lovely.
Ever thought of
it. It is.
Well, you're fine.
That's
sorry.
What we'll do, probably a 14 or 16-month calendar, depending on
now,
where
nobody,
we are.
Everybody's all on one side. We're heavily, well, you know.
Yeah, come on over here.
Well, Mike.
Room over here.
She has a
well. What's that? Yeah, please. Absolutely.
Very, very
do you
good.
Need a seat, lovely?
You want to sit on?
You can come sit on me.
Oh, my. Oh, no. Right. Oh, Megan has just been asked to.
I had no idea what was happening.
To,
I'm sorry.
Sit on her lap.
You've chosen
Party
the right
girl.
You've chosen the right
this
woman.
This is much
She's
better.
She's wearing a skirt.
Now,
and yet there's
Thank
plenty
you.
Of room behind the board.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of building a cabin over here.
We are hanging in here with the Buzz Babes.
Jesus Christ.
I should mention to Jesse and McKetsy that there are two open chairs over on the other side. There we go. Wonderful. Enjoy.
This guy to the left of me, maybe more important right. than your board.
No, maybe Lovely. Not. Maybe a horseshoe pit back here. That'd be nice.
There's
you just have to walk it off the distance.
Rob is very lonely.
No, and, now I've got this guy. I've got Drew the intern.
Hey, say hi to our intern, Drew.
Hi, intern Drew.
Now, have you ladies all had a chance to meet Carmen Hart?
I have. Nice to meet you. Yes, nice. These two ladies have.
Uh-huh. And
this
that
is, one in the missing.
Let's go around the room and say hi to all of our Buzz Babes yes. here. We have McKetsy. Anything you'd like to say, McKetsy?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, wow.
Very
hi,
nice.
Mom. We have Megan right here.
I'm very comfortable.
You are sitting on Carmen Hart's lap. Mm-hmm. We have Anne-Marie, who was not here last week. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back.
Anne-Marie probably wins the award for the best outfit today, just in my
it's a killer dress.
Or for the almost an outfit award.
I would like to say thank you so much for picking the seat next to me. We have Jesse here. Hello, Jesse.
Hi, I'd like to say hi to Carmen. Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
And we have Nick. Wow. Chad, can you slide the microphone over to Nick?
Hello, guys. Big fan, Carmen. Big fan.
Oh, thank
wow,
you.
Welcome
I'm
back.
Recruiting.
This is. Uh-huh.
You broads like box?
Jesus. you're such a poet.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's go. Chad Dukes,
thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen. He's not feeling that bad.
No, I'm all right.
The diarrhea can't be that bad, ladies
you
and
say
gentlemen.
It with all the chicks in this. Thank you, Mike. Jesus.
Just told us.
I'm glad I didn't sit on
Don't get
thank
mad
you,
at me.
Thank
you said it when
there
you came
is.
In. You wanted to talk around
oh,
it. That's
fine.
Okay. You're going to be okay.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Hello, this is Mike O'Mara for UK Snacks. UK Snacks are the best kind of snacks
yeah,
to have.
I would not endorse those.
All right. So we've got everybody in here. We want to mention, where are you going to be tonight, Oscar? You guys going to be out?
Be at Velocity 5, 7 p.m. We have our Operation Octagon weigh-in tonight, and then tomorrow we're going to be at Operation Octagon, Velocity 5, and Falls Church.
Wow. All right, yeah. Buzz, are you ready? You said to me today the Hollywood report was pretty good. Are you ready to jump in
stuff.
With that?
Sure, let's
get
it.
Our hooray for Hollywood music on here. Carmen, the way we do this is Buzz gives us the Hollywood news of the day, and we liberally comment on it.
That's right.
That's it. It's quite a simple formula.
Alrighty
and
then.
As a matter of fact, the Buzz Babes comment on it. It gets rather out of control. That's what we do is we describe a BYOB Friday, and I'm going to take a poll on one of my green baubles right now. Now.
My cup is mysteriously empty.
Interns!
Oh, boy. We're cresting.
Come
We're
on!
Cresting.
What the hell? Come on. What kind of bar am I running here? Okay, Buzz, what do you have for us?
Well, for one thing, Rosie O'Donnell shuts...
Boo!
That's
the boo we recorded last week.
I support the lesbianism, though. Go ahead.
Good Man for hands. You. Well, she's shutting up, kind of.
Hey,
the
we,
world...
Yes.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
Buzz, Jesus. Mr. Burbank needed a cocktail. Yeah, and Chad, do you need something?
I'd like a Bud Light Lime, please, Bat. Stat.
Absolutely.
Or I'll have you fired.
And who? See, hey, look, good waiters always look around, Matt. That's the, and they see who needs. Look, we have a lot of need. You know, enlist all the support of the other people, please.
These Lesbos need drinks, too.
Thank you. I'll let you motorboat me later.
Rob, I need number four turned up really loud, please.
Go ahead.
Buzz, were you mentioning Rosie O'Donnell?
Yes, but then Carmen started talking about motorboating, and I got completely distracted.
But the story itself, just to be clear, was Rosie O'Donnell?
Shutting up, kind of, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, Rosie.
Oh, my.
Rosie O'Donnell, best lady in the land. I'm sorry.
The world is officially a little quieter today. Rosie has decided not to blog for the entire month of August.
Rosie's blog.
In a recent blog entry, she said, I am taking off August in Blogville to see if I can. Rosie unplugged. Happy summer, peeps. Peace in, peace out.
I am a gay American.
She's kind of a poet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of.
That's the point at which People magazine asked her to clarify. She added, I will take the month off and then see what it feels like to come back to it.
Hmm. It's dirty. It's hairy. And it smells delicious.
She should take a month off of the bakery and not blogging. No one cares. You don't have to read a blog.
You know, when I think of Rosie O'Donnell, all I think about is staph infection.
Yep.
You remember that when she had the staph in her
hand.
It was her thumb, which just to me indicated bad, you know, hygiene down there.
And you can
there.
Bet it went everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where that hand has been.
Hi, I'm Rosie O'Donnell. I forgot to do my business the proper way, and now I seem to have an ingrown nail with, like, a staph infection.
Rosie, is it hard to wipe with a cast?
Exquisitely hard.
That's so gross.
Well, why, Rosie admits it.
Thank you, ladies.
She's addicted. She says she might not be able to give up blogging. She says, quote, it gets to the point where it's just too much. It's too draining. It's apparently wearing her out sitting at the keyboard.
How lazy is this woman? Seriously.
Blogs in here? Who blogs? Like, I
blog.
I only blog a little bit on my fan site.
You know, blogging is a pain in the ass. And when you have a site like you do, or Brian Posehn has a blog, and we had a blog on our website one time, the fact is blogging when it becomes an obligation is the biggest pain in the ass in the world.
Although,
that's why you go to some, we'll have comedians in here, and I go to the website, and their last blog was 2003.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing is that when you've got 4 hours to fill a day, if you have something to say, you tend to say it on the radio,
and you're
not going to put it on the net.
I must admit, I'm blogging a little right now.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Jeez, all right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Quoting, talking about your hog.
Quoting Rosie, there's too much.
I get it.
How's
cool,
that?
Thank
awesome.
You.
You said balls.
Not precisely. Too much incoming of other people's opinions. That's what's driving Rosie crazy. It's the other people's
Is that the
people's
right English,
opinions.
Right? Too much incoming?
There's too much incoming of other people's opinions. Those are Rosie's exact words.
Too many opinions
you
incoming.
You studied, right? Too many
Occasionally.
Opinions.
It sounds clumsy, Buzz, it even is, if it's correct.
It is clumsy. Out of Rosie?
Incoming! I just felt like doing that. I somehow go bat-ass with the sound effects when we get a lot of people in here.
Because it's a good. The crowds eat it up, Mike.
You're showing
and
off.
I do Charlie, too.
Charlie, do you blog?
I like porn.
I know you do.
Big time.
Do you like fetish porn?
I do. Bondage.
That's your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
You told me,
I like
Charlie.
Clown porn.
Charlie, you told me in New York that you liked foot porn.
I like clown porn and crush videos.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, get me a gerbil. Show me gerbil. It's dead. Now I'm hot.
Yeah.
I don't know what
Charlie.
I'm doing today. Charlie. Charlie, you lovable tar.
And Vern Troyer says his ex-girlfriend and sex video co-star abused him.
Now he could be in a crush video.
That's just talent.
Oh, I've got a legitimate porn question for you.
All right.
Have you ever been in a porn with a little man?
A dwarf,
an elfin creature?
Do I look like I've lost my mind?
I just was curious. I thought, you know, because really,
no, well,
in certain movies, that's like a big deal.
I've seen it, but sure. I can't. We make the feature films. We don't.
Yeah,
do
you don't
all
do
that.
Short subjects.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Features like Bridget the Midget.
Loosen the
Bridget the Midget. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Stage shows just like I do.
Bridget the Midget.
Do you do smothering porn?
Who's asking?
I am.
I'll smother you.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Smothering's all right, Mike.
Are you feeling
check
better
that
now?
Please to explain to the afternoon host, what is smothering porn?
If you wanted to kill yourself by putting a bag around your head,
oh, yes.
Instead of doing that, you use a chick.
to like
top
or bottom?
Well, up here, obviously.
Bottom.
So, in excess tied up?
Autoerotic asphyxiation?
No, different. That's different. That's hanging yourself.
That's dumb.
Kill yourself while you're pleasuring.
Yeah, exactly. Whoa. It's supposed to make it more intense. Buzz can explain. Stop.
Well, you don't enjoy the ending now, do you?
No.
you're
from happy.
You're supposed to stop just short of that, I think.
It's a wonderful homespun simplicity from the porn star Carmen Hart that is really working for this show.
Very honest.
I agree.
She's going to be walking out of here with a contract.
Brings
today.
It down to earth.
Yeah, all right. I'm moving to the East Coast. I'm available.
I'm just sorry she didn't bring any of her critters.
Hey, exactly. You know, here's a legitimate question for you. As far as a career in that racket, it is not the easiest thing to do, obviously, even though you talked about your schedule. How long do you see yourself doing that? Now, obviously,
I've actually already retired. I haven't made a film since last year, but I still have them coming out.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're done with it.
I'm using my smarts because my name is still getting bigger and bigger because of the more films that are coming out.
Right.
And my touring and all the contests that I win as a feature entertainer, it's just a double whammy from the adult world and the stripper world. So it's still going to be probably I'm going to tour about 2 more years. And
that's it.
I have a question about the industry.
Businesses. I'm going to take my money and make it work for me.
A lot of people that have started in the legitimate.
I like the sound of the bottle.
That's good.
You know what? I asked the question. I listened to the answer. Then I discard the bottle. If you're going to be this is for the young disc jockeys out there. If you're going to be hosting your own show, always ask the question, then listen to the answer, then you throw your bottle away.
Exactly.
Once
never
the question
during
has
the
been
answer.
Answered. Yes, Rob.
When they make the transition, if they start off in XXX porn and then they move to the stuff that you see on like Cinemax at night, which is horrible. But is there money in that? Is that an industry or is that like
Cinemax is?
Okay.
Because I had an audition for something like that once before.
I sure love that accent.
I do. I could listen to that bewitching accent.
I really
do.
Let me tell you what Cinemax is. And what's the shut the door.
Shut the front door.
Shut the front door. I'm going to tell you what Cinemax is.
I was going to try to quit cussing, you know.
That's
well,
fine.
Using the F-bomb so much. Anyway.
Good for you.
Well, that's part of your job.
That's wonderful.
The deal with the Cinemax thing, they wear, like, socks and patches.
Yes.
Well, otherwise their feet will
get
cold.
And they're not adult stars. They only ask people like me to be in the movie to try to get them more publicity.
I see.
That's not like special. I'm wearing a sock right now.
Yeah.
Nothing's taking place, and it's just legitimate actors that are willing to get naked. Like HBO, some of them pick up movies that have already been made by the bigger companies, change the titles to make it sound like the Cinemax Showtime porn, and then they have the adult stars in it. Now, that's just the soft core version. We filmed 2 different versions
of everything. Movie?
And it takes a very long time. Like, people think we just go in there and have fun. But in feature films, like, we have to know when we're standing in someone's shadow when they're acting. Or we have to film.
Get out of the way.
We have to film the version that will be XXX and make sure that it's visible to the camera. And then we have to film the soft core version that if it was aired on HBO, we'd be able to sell it.
And that explains, Mike, all the times we see shots of just women's eyes.
Yeah, well, you know,
I like those.
You know, one of the reasons I had to get out of the industry is because I was constantly casting a shadow on the whole set.
I know.
And they said, "I'm sorry, Mr. O'Meara, we can't shoot now. There's too much shadow."
I remember. And, there was no way to light you.
Yeah, and the fact that you know, you had other limitations as well. But I tried. I really did.
You did.
And I enjoyed my time in Canoga Park. I had a very good time. We're here with Big O and Dukes and the Buzz Babes and Carmen Hart. We'll come back with the second half of our Hollywood Report with Buzz Burbank right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.